AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. Luka Doncic celebrates his 25th birthday with a triple-double. The Mavericks guard had 30 points, 16 assists, and 11 rebounds to lead Dallas to a 136-125 win over the Raptors. Doncic, who is the league's leading scorer, is the first player to record a 30-point triple-double on his birthday. The win is Dallas's eighth in its last 10 games. The Pacers waste most of a big lead before they're bailed out by their all-star guard, AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
Tyrese Halliburton and Pascal Siakam pushed the Pacers past the Pelicans 123-114. Halliburton finished with 17 points, collected 13 assists, and hit a huge three-pointer that put Indiana ahead 115-109. He later assisted on three straight baskets by Siakam and had four dimes down the stretch.
Just on a struggle bus right now. Just trying to figure it out. How can I help the team win and figure out what I can do? So, you know, at the end of the game, they trust me with the ball in my hands and just made some plays to win the game.
Siakam had 24 points and 11 rebounds in the first game of a home and home.
The Nuggets overcome a slow start to clobber the Kings. Correspondent Bruce Morton has more from Denver.
The Nuggets overwhelmed Sacramento with a 33-8 second quarter splurge en route to a 117-96 victory. Jamal Murray was game high with 32 points.
We just picked up our effort and our energy, got some stops, got on a run, used our home court to our advantage, and that propelled us throughout the rest of the game. And I don't think we had a bad quarter after that.
The defending champs were down by 15 in the second quarter before they showed off their assertive qualities. The Kings were hampered by the absence of their leading scorer, De'Aaron Fox, out with a knee injury.
And LeBron James rallies the Lakers from down 21 points in the fourth quarter to beat the Clippers 116-112.
Obviously, we knew we was down a big deficit to start the fourth quarter, so we had to execute offensively. We had to get great shots. We had to make shots, and then we had to get stops, and we was able to do that.
James had 16 of his 34 points in the fourth quarter. The win moves the Lakers past Golden State and into the number 9 seed in the Western Conference playoff race. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Timberwolves held off the Grizzlies 110-101, and DeMar DeRozan had 35 points, and Andre Drummond added 17 points and 26 rebounds, but it took double overtime for the Bulls to put away the Cavaliers 131-123. The college football playoff looks to expand again. Caitlin Clark can add another record to her resume, and the Saudi Arabian government looks to invest in another North American sport. That and more is coming up after this. College football's playoff has just gotten to 12 teams, but it may not stay that way for long. Sources tell the AP that officials from the college football playoff are already discussing an expansion to 14 teams beginning in 2026. The expansion would guarantee at least two playoff berths for the Big 12 and ACC, and three spots each for the SEC and the Big 10. The college football playoff had expanded from 4 to 12 teams beginning this year. In college basketball, fourth-ranked Tennessee holds off number 11 Auburn 92-84 as Dalton Knecht had a career-high tying 39 points, including 27 in the second half.
When I see the shot go in, I just feel like
the basket is bigger.
I guess it's exactly what he said. Just the basket feels a lot bigger and stuff, and my teammates just keep giving me the ball and keep telling me to keep shooting it.
The Volunteers are now 12-3 in the SEC this year. Number 5 Marquette beats up Providence 91-69, but lost star Tyler Kolek to an oblique injury. Golden Eagles head coach Shaka Smart.
Guys, came out with terrific effort early. I thought the tone that the guys set defensively was impressive. Especially coming off the last time we played Providence.
Other top 25 winners were number 6 Arizona, number 8 Iowa State, number 10 Duke, number 18 South Carolina, and number 24 Florida. Caitlin Clark is now the all-time leading scorer in major women's college basketball history. Her 33-point performance in Iowa's 108-60 win over Minnesota gives her 3,650 career points, one more than Kansas's Lynette Woodard, who set the record in 1981. She also set the NCAA record for most three-pointers in a season with 156 and counting. In the NHL, Artemi Panarin had 2 goals to lead the Rangers to a 4-1 win over the Blue Jackets, while Connor McDavid had 3 points, including the game-winning goal in overtime to give the Oilers a 3-2 win over the Blues. And Saudi Arabia is entering the world of tennis in its latest investment in North American sports. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund and the Men's Professional Tennis Tour have agreed to a five-year partnership that includes naming rights for the ATP rankings. The latest move into sports by the kingdom was announced Wednesday. The ATP already had a deal that placed its next-gen ATP Finals, a tournament for players 21 and under, in Jeddah through 2027. This new arrangement includes courtside branding for the PIF at the season-ending ATP Finals and tournaments in Indian Wells, California, Miami, Madrid, and Beijing.
Steve Carney, AP Sports.